Welcome to the Ortho Eval Pal podcast, where we can help you build confidence with your orthopedic evaluation and management skills. We hope you enjoy the show. And now, for your host, Paul Marquis.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 331 of the Ortho Eval Pal podcast. I am your host, Paul Marquis, and today we're going to be talking about intra-articular ankle effusion. We're going to talk about what ankle effusion looks like, what may cause ankle effusion, and how we manage these both conservatively and with referral to managing ankle effusion and so much more. But before we get started, I want to tell you how grateful I am to have a new sponsor for the show, and you do not want to skip this spot because our new sponsor has something for you. All right. I want to talk to you about Tread Labs, an innovative over-the-counter insole brand that's a great alternative to custom orthotics. These insoles come in four arch heights for a customized fit and can also be fitted with adjustable metatarsal pads. I consistently recommend them to my patients because I use them myself and I also use them with my family. Tread Labs also recently launched a sandal line that has the same arch support technology as their orthotics built right into the footbed. Now, if you email hello@treadlabs.com and mention me, you'll get free samples. So, a huge thank you to Tread Labs, our new podcast sponsor. I've been working collaboratively with Tread Labs for over 4 years now, and they are a great company. Excellent products and great customer service. So feel free to email me directly if you have any questions about how I use the Tread Labs insoles with all of the foot and ankle patients that I see. All right, so on to today's topic, intra-articular ankle effusion. Well, we've talked about knee effusion a lot in the past, and to be honest with you, I think it's really a lot easier to identify knee effusion and to, you know, there are special tests that help to identify, you know, what it looks like and if it exists or not. And so I find that just so much easier than doing it in the ankle. But I think it's important that we take a look at the ankle also and say, you know what, if we do see this effusion, does it mean something? So remember, effusion occurs intra-articularly inside that synovial capsule, okay? So that synovial capsule can act as a barrier between the outside structures of the joint and inner structures of a joint, just kind of like a wall. Or water balloon around that joint would be kind of the easiest way to kind of describe it, especially if when you're talking to patients about this. So knowing what exists inside the capsule can help when performing an ankle exam in the clinic or in the office, all right? And this is before you've had any imaging of the foot and ankle. We could spend a whole day on the foot and ankle, so let's get right into some pearls and things that to consider when evaluating the ankle. So first of all, our intra-articular structures would be that cartilaginous lining of the distal tibia and the talus and the talocalcaneal joints, right? Okay, so that would be those joint structures that touch each other. And there is, you know, a hyaline cartilage there that can become disrupted and injured either through arthritis or maybe through an injury where you have somewhat of a chondral lesion or damage to that. And then you also need to remember the distal syndesmotic ligament. So that distal tib-fib ligament can tear and you can lose stability of that distal, you know, tibiofemoral joint, and that can cause long-term ankle instability. So those are a few things that can cause intra-articular swelling. So keep that in mind as we go through here, and you might be looking back and thinking back to some patients you might have had and saying, maybe there was something more going on there than just a tendonitis or a plantar fasciitis or something like that. So what does ankle effusion look like? Well, unlike localized extra-articular structures, intra-articular effusion can be seen throughout the ankle, all right? So an example would be somebody who comes in with a grade 2 anterior talofibular ligament sprain with an inversion injury could have some localized swelling over the ligament, but no other swelling in other parts of the foot and ankle. Or we saw this last year, a patient came in with a tibialis anterior rupture and there was a significant amount of swelling over the base of the first cuneiform bone and the first metatarsal where that inserts. Very localized, it's tender to touch. You might see some swelling, some bruising in that area, but it's very localized and those are extra articular structures, all right? Now, someone with an intra-articular ankle effusion will have swelling present in the anterolateral and anteromedial parts of the ankle. So you'll see it on both sides in the front. And oftentimes if you look at the patient from the back and you look at their Achilles, you'll notice a swelling to the medial and to the lateral side of the Achilles between the medial malleoli and Achilles and lateral malleoli and Achilles. And you'll see some swelling kind of build up in the back there. Okay. And those are signs, if you have swelling in all of those areas, that's a pretty good sign that somebody has an intra-articular effusion. Now, unfortunately, there isn't a nice little special test like the brush test for the knee to identify. You really have to kind of see it. Did it come with a mechanism? Does the patient have some sort of a history that would cause, you know, some sort of arthralgia or inflammation in the joints? Also, it's not uncommon to see some globalized swelling around the ankle, especially after an aggressive ankle sprain, okay? Even an inversion ankle sprain can cause some intra-articular swelling, especially if you have a complete disruption of the ATF, then you can see more intra-articular swelling. A couple things to remember. When you have a patient who comes in and it's been kind of soon after the ankle injury, you know, always go through the Ottawa ankle rules and foot rules to start with. Do they have tenderness to the posterior distal 6 centimeters of the medial and lateral malleoli? Okay. If so, there could be some question of a fracture there. These people, if they bear weight and cannot take 4 steps at the time of the injury or when they get to the emergency department, then this is positive. You need to get an x-ray on these folks. All right. And if those are negative, then I move on to a Kliger's test because I always kind of worry about that, a syndesmotic tear, which can leave people with long-term instability of the ankle and cause some real problems down the road. And they will not respond with, you know, your general conservative therapy as well if you don't manage it the right way. So the next thing I would perform here would be a Kliger's test. And for that, if you want to see a video of how I do that, I'll have that in the links. I'll show you how I perform the Kliger's test, and I'll also show you a very old video of somebody who had a positive test. All right. If this comes back positive, you definitely need to defer to orthopedics for this. So get that ankle stabilized, put them in a walker boot or something like that, take some weight off of it, and send them to ortho. That would be the best thing you could do because, again, if you don't manage a syndesmotic injury or a grade 3 ligament tear to the ATF or CF, you know, you could have some long-term instability in that ankle. So you want to make sure you manage that correctly. If your patient is now, let's say, 3 to 4 weeks out, you know, from an ankle sprain and you're just starting to see them and you notice intra-articular swelling and no diagnostic imaging has been done, you may want to suggest it, all right? I also want to talk about arthritis in the ankle. We need to remember that arthritis would occur intra-articularly, so it could be a cause of effusion. And these folks are typically not going to have a trauma associated with this. It's going to come with an effusion and usually a very slow onset. So the best diagnostic tools for this would be diagnostic ultrasound, which can be helpful to see if there's an effusion, and it's much less expensive than the MRI, probably a little easier to have done, but the MRI really is the go-to imaging method for seeing the effusion in the ankle and identifying the source of the injury. So in a nutshell, you need to be concerned about a more complex problem in the ankle if you see intra-articular effusion. It's difficult to identify clinically, so it requires some diagnostic imaging, but if you see it, you really should pay attention to it. And if a patient isn't progressively getting better, they're having difficulty increasing their weight bearing or still a considerable amount of stiffness or early heel off in the terminal stance phase of gait, it's not a bad idea to consult with some folks about getting this checked out, either with diagnostic imaging or send them up to ortho. So I hope you're able to take, you know, this information to your next ankle evaluation and feel more confident with your exam. We have some new YouTube videos out recently and some shorts. So if you don't want to look into the long form content, I do have some shorts with some real great tidbits and some interesting diagnoses. So be sure to check those out. Don't forget, we're on Instagram with patients, demos, special tests, helpful information there also. And lastly, if you need help jumpstarting your orthopedic evaluation and treatment journey, see me for some one-on-one online coaching where we can really help you with your orthopedic questions and get you on the right track quickly. I hope you all enjoy today's video and have a great day. Be kind to each other and take care.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. For some more awesome content, go to orthoevalpal.com. Can't wait to see you there.